I married. Mm-hmm. But I did not send him.
You knew him before?
No. When I went to America, one gentleman here, Paramanand Mehra.
He introduced?
He gave me an introductory letter. So he received me.
Right.
In the beginning, I was staying at this camp.
Right.
But I did not say anything, but I knew everything.
I'm sure you did.
Hmm?
I'm sure you did.
I was his guest. He was receiving nicely. Of course, I was indirectly saying to him that you are not doing nice. I don't know what more I could do.
No. I have so much love for you, and I said I must come for a darshan.
Thank you.
I was telling to the devotees, I said, you are
you the... You are with Dr. Mishra?
No, I'm not. I was telling all the devotees here, I said, Sri Prabhupada is the first man who brought bhakti in the West, where it is needed most. There they are so much in the head, thinking. This path of love is so profound.
You see, to present a real genuine thing.
Very genuine.
Material.
That is why it is growing so beautifully, because it is genuine.
And it is the duty of the Indians to give that genuine thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is Parabhoga. Before me, all these Samis and Yogis went there to cheat them.
No, they were afraid to give the truth because they were afraid they will not be accepted.
And they did not know what is true. Not afraid. Why? And if one is on the platform of truth, why you should be afraid?
Sure.
They did not know what is true. Beginning from the Vedananda.
All the way, right. See, after you came, I was there in 1960, I started teaching yoga. But after you came, I became fearless to teach bhakti and chant mantra. Now we have lots of bhakti in ashram. Lots of bhakti. And I pay that respect to you because I was afraid to give that because I thought they are Christians and they will not like so much devotion, they will misunderstand. But you have performed a miracle. God has, Krishna has performed a miracle through you. It's just very amazing. Greatest miracle on earth. It just, I just feel so strongly about it.
Very, very kind of you give genuine thing, you do that.
Right. This is what I'm doing too. Everyone, we have about 180 people who live permanently in the ashram. And they all practice celibacy. Everyone wakes up at 4 o'clock and they sleep by 9 o'clock. They don't touch even each other. They sleep separately, they sleep different quarters. They sit even separately in satsang. And everything's strict. No drugs, no alcohol, no meat. No tea, no coffee, no garlic, no onion,
very
pure.
Yeah, we are following this.
Yes.
And yeah, you have got any deity?
Yes, Lord Krishna and Radha is our deities. My guru is Swami Kripalvananji. He is in Baroda, near Baroda. He has an ashram. He practiced his sadhana for 27 years, and 12 years was complete silence. So last few years he is speaking once or twice a year, because many people request.
He is not chanting?
He chants. During his silence, his chanting is allowed, because when he says, when you say the name of the Lord, that's not called breaking the silence. So he chants.
Silence means you shall not talk nonsense.
That's
it. Chant Hare Krishna.
That's
right. Instead of wasting time talking on this material thing,
right,
better chant Hare Krishna.
Mm.
That is positive.
Right.
And the silence is negative.
Right.
Stop nonsense, speak sense.
Right.
Param Dishtha Nivartha. Param Dishtha Nivartha.
Mm-hmm.
One ceases this nonsense. And Param, the Supreme. Param Dishtha Nivartha. When you have got better things, only you have naturally ravish. Anything material that is ravish.
Right.
Karma, jnana, yoga, they are all material. Karma, jnana, yoga, even after so-called yogas, they are all material.
You consider that as a material? Only bhakti yoga is more.
Yeah.
That's true.
Karma. What is the difference between the Kornis and yogis? Yogis want some siddhis. And Kornis want some material profit.
Perfect.
Both of them are in want.
Right.
They are not free from want.
Right.
Is it not?
No, it depends on the yogi. My guru is a yogi, but he never demonstrated any power ever.
He is one siddhi.
Right.
He is yogi, suppose nowadays yogis, they have no siddhis.
That's right, even they don't have that.
They simply say yogi, but real yogi means they have got siddhis, astra siddhi.
Right,
they are astra siddhis. These are siddhis. Yogis, if you are real yogi, then I can put you into the room, lock you, and you can come out. That is yogi.
Right.
Not by simply showing some posture.
That's right, it's a real siddhi.
That is another thing to control the senses.
Mm.
But real yogis mean the first siddhi is anima.
Anima.
Yogi is
they can become smaller than the smallest.
Smaller than the smallest. If there is little hole in the room, you can. Avoid that yogi. That is yogi.
Not today.
Therefore it is cheating. They have no siddhi.
My Gurudev, he reached Nirvikalpa Samadhi 7 years ago. Now he is going into a divine body. The inner changes are happening, he says. The new pure body. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, every 500 years, one yogi reaches that pure body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sant Gnaneshwar, they are the two last who reach that
Chaitanya
body.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said.
Divine body? Again, this is what he says, this is written in
Shastra. Do you mean to say that it will not die?
Yes, because then the body will dissolve like
body,
his guru.
Your young body, does it mean that it is guaranteed that you will not die?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Guaranteed.
He can reappear any time, reconstruct his body physically or
physically. Reappear any soul is reborn. Bhutya, bhutya, praliya. Prasade antaram prat. So reappearing. That is natural. That is not wonderful. Everyone is reappearing. Prasade antaram prat. Suppose you are in this place, and after 1 hour you come in another place. So you are there, the dress is changed. That is happening by nature.
Right.
It doesn't require any yoga practice.
Then a spiritual body? Spiritual body means?
Soul. Spiritual body is not powered in the material world. Anything material that will not exist. So body is finished, then he has another body. Just like the dress is old. It is finished, you take another dress. And when you haven't got to take dress at this material body, and you remain in your spiritual body, that is karmukti. So that can be achieved only in Krishna consciousness. Taptadiham punarjanma naiti mame. Madhyajino pijanti mame. Practice Krishna consciousness, then it is possible. Otherwise, not. Saptarji, everyone has to give up because his body will be old and one has to give up. Saptarji, Purajana, he doesn't accept any more material. Then, when he is finished, no, he is not finished. Mame. He becomes eligible to go back home, back to God. And there he dances with Krishna. That is real. Mukti hitya annathārūpam sarupena avasthiti. Annathārūpam. Now this rūpa is not spiritual. Material. Mukti means when he gives us his material body and no one accepts any material body, he is transferred to the spiritual one to play with Krishna, to dance with Krishna, to talk with Krishna. Mm-hmm. That is Paramam Siddhi. Mahamupita Pamthiya. And so long one is the material thing, he, the lower stage is the Kundi, the little higher stage Jnani, and the little higher stage Yogi. The higher stage, Bhakti.
Bhakti. No matter what path you follow, Bhakti, without Bhakti it is incomplete.
You cannot go to God.
No, without bhakti.
Bhaktyamabhijana. Krishna never says, by karma, jnana, yoga, one can touch me. Bhaktyamabhijana. Javan jaschami tattam. So unless you take to bhakti, a little enhancement it may be, but that is material.
Not of the highest nature.
So you have taken from bhakti yoga, but take it seriously. Pure bhakti yoga. Annamilasitāsundam. Jnana-karmā-sanāsitam. Figuratively, according to bhakti yoga. Then he will be successful.
Śīlaṁ bhakti yutam.
Huh?
Śīlaṁ bhakti yutam.
Pure bhakti. You get jnanam.
Jnan kya hai? Jnan bhagwan ko nahi. Samastha uska gyan kya hai? So that movement. Aisa gyan to chinti ka bhi hai. एक चीनी का दाना इधर है तो उसका ज्ञान मिल गया, कहीं जो इधर आया वो भी तो ज्ञान है हमको, और उसी घर में क्या पकता है मालूम नहीं होता, चीटी का एक दाना चीनी इधर रहेगा तो कहीं इधर है, उसका ज्ञान हमसे ज्यादा है।
हो गया दूर से
ज्ञान ऐसी चीज है, कुछ चीज का मालूम होना। शास्त्र में कहते हैं केवल बोध लब्ध है क्लिशंति, जस्ट टू नो थिंग्स ही विल सिंपली ट्रैवलिंग, हिज गेन इज द ट्रैवलिंग ओनली। सिंह भक्ति पास क्लिशंत जी केवल बोध लब्ध है, तो ज्ञान दिस ज्ञान ही टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट इज द साइंटिस्ट, दे आर गेटिंग सम नॉलेज स्टडिंग सम फीचर्स एंड व्हाट डू दे गेन मोर,
जस्ट इंफॉर्मेशन एंड अ मेमोरी,
दे कैनॉट गिव एनी रियल पोजिशन, दे आर स्टडिंग सो मेनी मॉलिक्यूल्स सो मेनी एटॉम्स सो मेनी दिस दे आर मिक्सिंग देयर एटम्स, दैट इज ऑलरेडी गोइंग ऑन, how it is going on, who has set up the machine going on, that is the problem.
Right. They don't know the key part of it.
Neither they can set up similar arrangements. They simply study.
They can study what is, but they can do not know how it came about.
Yes. So what is that? Again.
And it can at the most increase the convenience
gyan,
on the material plane.
Real gyan is today in the Bhagavad Gita. I know. Etat gyanam. Tata gyanam jadatan matha. What is gyan? That is there. But when it's gyan, everyone is agyan. General people that for me, has little more gyanis. But gyan is not complete unless he knows this is Buddha.
Unless he has realized.
Not realized, no, just like we are talking personally. You see.
Samanitvam, Adambitvam, Insakshanti, Rajavim, Acharya, Upasana, Shocham.
This is Acharya, Upasana. That is required. But these yogis, jnanis, kurmis, they have no acharya. They are self-made. They say doctor is self-made. So what do you do? Now he's got a...
Yes.
He's in the trap.
Yes, he is.
He's not a scientific man, but he presents himself as very scientific. That is not
right. You found it right away. It's just hilarious. Hmm. Stayam atma vinigraha indriyarteshu vairagyam anahankara eva.
Indriyarteshu vairagyam. Not to indulge in sense gratitude, not to dress himself as a sadhu, as a sami.
Not external.
He is servant of his senses and he has become a sami. How cheating.
That's a real meaning.
Sami means who is the controller.
Master of the senses.
Senses. Instead of sami, he is servant of his senses and he is preaching a sami. These samis go to the foreign countries. Indriyarthesu vairagya.
So they have vairagya to his senses, of the senses.
Sannyasi means he has seized all material desire. There's no material desire. And the concentrated material enjoyment is sex. So he, one could not control his sex life, the habits, having his children.
That is the most potent of all the external attachments. That's the truth.
Mahaseva dharam ahu vimukte. Mahaseva dharam ahu vimukte. Tama dhyaram jushitan sangi sangha. Tama dharam. Vishnan, tamisham, adanta bhogi. By uncontrolled senses, while he is going down and down to the darkest region of material existence. Adanta bhogi, vishnan. So, those who are sensuous, one should not be sensuous, that is also, and if he mixes with sensuous person, then he also going to the heaven.
Right. One who attaches himself to that, isn't it?
He is also going to the heaven. Adanta bhogi visaran kamesya. Punak punakchar vitachar manana. Without acharya upasana, without being under the control of acharya, these are all bogus.
That's exactly I believe that's so true.
Anahankara eva cha janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha vidarshana.
That find some magic. Just like this child was being cheated. So he could not check the process of death. Neither it is possible to stop the process of death. Janma-mitya-jara-vyadhi-dukkha, our real unhappiness is this, janma-mitya-jara-vyadhi-dukkha. Otherwise, why there is knowledge? He does not know what is the miserable condition of life. Everyone knows that he is going to die. He has taken birth. He has become old. He has suffered diseases, then where is the solution? And America, the yoga practice is very popular, and they want some solution of the miseries. But here it is said, where is the solution? Janamrita Jarabadi is there, so where is your solution? You cannot stop there.
No.
Then what is the solution? This is cheating. I shall make solution of your suffering. But an intelligent man will say, can you make a solution of my death, of my old age, of my disease, of my birth? That is not. They are poor fellows, they have no knowledge, and they cheat. What is solution? Solution is this Krishna consciousness. Taktadeham punat janmanai ki Krishna. Other is cheating.
Other is settling for the lesser, and it doesn't take you to the highest.
No, but that means they do not know what is solution. But in the process of suffering.
Right. Just taking care of the body doesn't take you anywhere.
He may take care as carefully as possible, but it will not exist.
Right. No matter how much you take care of
it. That is another foolishness. Dhanu mrityujara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana.
Asakti
anabhisanga putra dharagya adhisanga. Completely detached from family life. I'm a wisdom not to associate with so-called society, family, community,
all detachment from everyone.
This is all material. Asakti rana vishanga putra dharagya adhisanga.
Nityam cha samachatatvam ishta rishto patishyo.
Nityam. One must know that I have nahannate hannamāne sabhuye. So I must act accordingly. And so far material distress and happiness is concerned. Samachitta.
No, samachitta. Under both success and failure.
Maybe it's in material. They're superficial.
Right. It's so beautiful to hear that. And I know you mean it.
Yeah. Then.
Mai chananya yogena bhaktir abhyavacharini.
This is possible when it is added with bhakti.
With bhakti, then only.
Mai cha. Cha means also. Simply practicing these things will not help.
Right.
Unless there is bhakti, there is not end here.
It's not complete.
No, it will not end here. One may be artificially tagging. But if there is no bhakti, he'll fall down.
He'll fall down.
Just like Vishwamitra was a great yogi. But because there was no bhakti, he fell down. He had relationship with Menaka.
Menaka.
And gave birth to Shakuntala. Such a big yogi. So he fell down. He must fall down. In Maya. Because there is no bhakti.
Mm.
But there are so many cases we see. Fall down.
That's true.
Then, if you fall down, then where is your bhakti again? But bhakti does not fall down. If he is really on the bhakti stage, he does not fall down. Others must fall down.
Others must fall down.
Must. Arucchakrachena paranga padanga tataha patanti adha anadita jusmat angha.
Viktadesha Savitvam Arathir Janasamsari Abhyatma Jnana Nityatvam Tattva Jnana Arthadarshan
Tattva Jnana Arthadarshan. Then?
Etat Jnana.
Etat Jnana. Yes, Agyana. Agyana Jat Ata Annatha. Anything else that is all Agyana.
Anything
what? Anything else.
Anything else is again.
Again. Prema again.
Prem bhakti is such a
bhakti. Tattva jnana artha darshan. Tattva. Tattva bhakti. Tattva bhakti tattva. Vadanti tattva. Vidas tattva. Yad jnana mandayam. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan. One who has understood these three features of the Absolute knowledge, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, he knows tattva. That is tattva. Jo janati tattva. So is the tattva jnana. Tattva jnanatha darshan. That is philosophy. One is trying to understand the tattva. Bhagavan says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati javan jaschani tattva. This is tattva. For everything is there, Bhagavad Gita, and then distorting the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, explaining in their own way and cheating people. We are presenting, therefore, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then it is acting. So he is down the west coast?
Who? Yes.
What we are doing there? Actually, Brahma-sattva-jagat-mithya, asad-mithya, asa. But we are now situated in this asa situation, life after life.
Mm-hmm.
That is called mithya saṃsāra vatva. Accepting one body after another. Therefore, asat sangha tyagi Vaishnava. Then, what is that asat? That Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. Asat, that's three sangha. Krishna bhakta. There are two asats.
Three sangha?
Two asats. Asat sangha tyagi. I have to give up asat. Association. Then the next question is, how will you know who is asat, who is sat? So he said, asat, that's Trishan. Anyone who has association with woman is asat.
That is the strongest bond between the body and the soul.
He is asat. But he doesn't, we say that Trishan is to associate with woman. Without marriage, we say, don't do this. But Chaitanya Mahāprabhu says, either illicit or legal, it is awesome.
Whether married or unmarried, it is not.
It is awesome. Therefore, when you are 24 years old, you give up with young home wife. You got a son like that. Practically.
Practically.
And you are very, very strict. Talk with no man, and no man could come before him to offer respect, little para. But he's one of the personal associates. He simply desires immediately on the victim. Chaturvedi.
I didn't understand. His personal associate.
His name was Chaturvedi.
Uh-huh.
He looked upon one woman with lusty desire.
Oh, I see. He looked upon a woman with a lusty desire and he allowed it.
He immediately rejected him from the
office. Really?
And you are so strict, this man being hopeless, that he will not be able to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He committed suicide.
Really?
And when he learned that he has committed suicide, he did not regret. He said, yes, this is the just punishment.
Hmm.
How much
importance?
And he said, asat sam. Jositam sangi sanga. He said, niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanod mukhasya parang parang jigimisho bhagasagarasya. Vishainam sandarsanam atajusitam. Vishainam sandarsanam ha-hanta-ha-hanta visavaksanata bi asadhu. So, this is Vaishnava behavior. Asat sanga tyagi Vaishnava. Asat as Sri Shankar, Krishna Bhakta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sampradaya is very rigid.
Yes, very rigid.
Very, very. But if one is able to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and receives a little mercy, he is very merciful. He is prepared to be merciful to anyone, any foreign soul. But if we take it, his mercy, if we simply follow his instructions, then all right.
Yes.
Right, such a thing. The karuna katastha bhaivatam gaurami. Even if we are not able to take the whole mass, a little part of the mass, then
before I leave, can they just stand here and have darshan and then we go? Can they come in?
Oh.
My sister and my brother-in-law, those
yeah,
who...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Just darshan, so they won't take too much energy.
Aye.
Can't call them.
Hey, Krishna.
So, Govindan Das, you are feeling all right? Like this atmosphere? Chaitanya Guru, your program that you are going to construct temple there. Yeah. Ah, yes. You must accept the standard way. Then you get to be, you get to aspire. Unless you follow the standard way, na sukhana, na para. If you have interest in Kriyoga, then you practice Kriyoga properly. That will make it sense. Otherwise, Tishan Klishalaiva Abhishyate. Simply, whatever labor you are doing, that is your profit, no other profit. The example is tusa. Tusa, you know, the skin of rice.
Yes, yes. Husk.
Husk, yes. So, in the paddy, if you beat it, you'll get rice.
Right.
But if you beat on the husk,
then you won't get anything.
But your gain is only that labor.
Only gain is the labor.
Similarly, if you don't know what is the substance, you go on laboring. That laboring is your only achievement. Nothing.
Such a beautiful example. If you keep on beating the husk,
what will you get?
The labor you get.
Sarvani vahi kevalam. Tanmasyanisthitattam-sat vishyakshena-kathasujat nupadayadratingi-jadi sarvani vahi kevalam. Sarvani vahi kevalam. What is the problem? Itta-parisham-karke Bhagavan-tum-ilya-chayi. केवल परिश्रम किया है तो गदार करता है स्वर भी करता है स्वर भूख खाने के लिए कम परिश्रम नहीं करता खाता है तो भूख और जहां भूख खा करके थोड़ा मोटा ताजा हुआ फिर से संभव उसमें कोई विचार नहीं स्वर इसीलिए कहा जाता है जिसका कोई स्त्री संपर्क से कोई विचार नहीं कौन माँ है कौन बहन है कहीं लड़की है कुछ सबसे चलता है सुअर इसीलिए बोला जाता है सुअर
सुअर
पिग्स
पिग्स
दिस आर द नेचुरल एग्जांपल वो तो दिन भर परिश्रम करता है बाबा रात में भी देखिएगा भोर में भी देखिएगा कहाँ फुल 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 हाँ गू है ये उनका काम नाइट सिट बेसिक करके परिश्रम करता है और खाता है जो भी खाने का योग्य नहीं है शराब पीता है और मांस खाता है जितना गलत चीज है गंदगी चीज है ये सब खाता है कोई सुअर हुआ सुअर जैसे गंदगी चीज खाता है और मोटा ताजा हो गया बस फिर संपर्क आपको जानते हैं ऐसा तो परिश्रम करना सुअर गदा करता है इससे क्या फायदा तो तपस्या तपो दिव्य बंग पुत्र का आदि शुद्धे तो सत्या ज just purify your existence. That tapasya. Then you get the smart Brahma Sattam Anantam. Ramante Yogina Anante. That is real yogi person. Satyanande Chidatmani. Wo Raman ka naam hai Ram. So you see a temple, you walk through your system, do it nicely, you get success very quickly. Otherwise, someone is going to be so why should we waste our time? Simply satisfied with the liver. This is Japanese? Huh?
Chinese.
China.
I'm in China now.
In China proper?
No, no. Well, that is from China, bro.
So, what is the news?
We have distributed about 2,500 now of the Chinese Bhagavad Gita.
How come? I thought.
Yeah. But also now coming, I found that the Hong Kong temple has been closed.
Huh?
The Hong Kong temple has been closed.
Closed?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because we are thinking of shifting to Hong Kong because our program mainly is in offices, you know. We go in office, we dress with the suit and tie. So they're thinking that we're businessmen coming to buy something from them, so they treat us very nicely. Oh, sit down, how do you do, Mr. Brown? Offer us some tea or something. Then we immediately open a briefcase and present one of your Bhagavad Gitas. Then we preach a little bit, we tell them that we're coming here. This is the first time in Chinese language, very wonderful book, so many men have recommended it. And then they appreciate it a little bit. Then we say, if you could help some little donation, they give us. So these are mostly your high-class men in offices, you know. So now we're kind of depleted because the ordinary men don't speak English. So we're going to Hong Kong, but there's no temple there. So we have to live in a hotel or something. He went to New York.
He's a Chinese man.
Yeah, he went also. Well, the president was a Shavananda, an American boy, his wife. It's a difficult part of the world, bro, but no one likes it. People don't take it. Even in Taiwan, now we're a Republic of China, but we had a nice center, but people just aren't interested very much.
You got a copy, huh? Easy Journey to Elephant.
Very attractive.
Like it? Yeah. Only did 10,000 each, but I think we'll sell it out in Kamela.
Mm.
And if we have these two bundles in Ludhiana and Mathura.
So I don't order more.
Right now I didn't have much money, so I'm going slow. But when we sell this, we'll get the money back and more.
I can give you some loan.
Yes. We will do that. We may need a small loan because also the printer came to see me. I told him to bring down the Bengali Gita Gyan price. Then I think we'll print all the 1 lakh.
here. Because that his quality is much better than a small letterpress in Calcutta.
So, if you regularly do business like, I can give you a loan.
Yes. We may need a small loan, Srila Prabhupada, but I'm not asking till it becomes... Actually, the BBT's turnover now is around 4 lakhs. A year ago, we opened this BBT account with only 2,000 rupees in the bank. Now it's gone to 4 lakhs.
Books which are sellable, you can print in quantity. That will be cheaper. This book, I think, will be
cheaper. Yes, we're going to sell this for 1 rupee 50 paisa.
Books, Ramana from Malaysia.
Yes, I have taken 2 books.
Oh, dusra,
thoda sa kasa reh gaya. When we open like this, some other people do like this, so it comes out from there sometimes.
Well, we purposely did not have a spine here. We wanted to keep the cost low. You know, you cannot get everything. If you want to keep the cost low, then you have to make some small sacrifice.
Yeah. We want first quality.
But for Hindi books, Srila Prabhupada, we find pricing is also very important because in Hindi and Bengali books, they cannot sell for more than a rupee or rupee 50. In English books, it's called...
At what price?
This is costing us 78 paisa. So BBT will sell it to the temples for 88 paisa. And the temples are free to sell it for 150.
But this can be sold 2 rupees.
So, you know, we are charging reasonable price so we can go after quantity.
So, it can be sold at 2 rupees. You spend a little more.
Yes.
You attract it.
Yes.
2 rupees, that can go easily.
I selected the most popular pictures for covers because people buy in India on the basis of covers.
Yes. Both pictures are very nice.
All the 3 books, I think the pictures of some are quite nice.
There are
I went to the printing press and I asked him, why not you print like the other book? We have Easy Journey to Other Friends that has the same pages as this set. So it should come very nicely from the corner, like from here, and
he has
the name and everything. So he said that we have done this mistake and the next printing we will do better.
It's not a mistake, it's we purposely agree. You probably saw the junior man, I deal with the writer. Yes,
what will we price for 1 lakh?
Of this? I think it will go down a little because if this book costs 78 paisa, paper is about 40 paisa. So paper whether you buy 1 or 1 lakh is the same. So printing is about 38 paisa. So, and out of 38 paisa, plate making and all, will come to about 10 paisa.
Plate is already made.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm just saying by increased run, how much can you save? So I imagine you'll save about 3 paisa, 4 paisa more per book. It's not enough to warrant extra investment. I have analyzed the difference between doing large print runs in India and America. In America and Europe, labor is very expensive. So to them, to stop the machine in between and start again, it's very expensive, so it makes a lot of difference. But in India, labor is cheap. So for them to stop a machine in between and then start again, it's not so expensive. So the saving is not as great as the extra investment you have to put in. Therefore, I'm not doing large runs except where it's absolutely necessary.
No. Items which are selling, that we can do because...
Yes, like Bhagavad Gita, we're doing 1 lakh...
Wait means time, waste of time.
Yes, like Bhagavad Gita, we're doing 1 lakh copies now. And Srimad Bhagavatam is our first experiment with a paper manufacturer here. He is making paper for us exactly like American, especially for us. So I've given Srimad Bhagavatam first kinda part 2, we are printing 10,000. 4,000 we'll print on this government paper soft bound for cheap distribution and 6,000 on expensive American paper hard bound for export. Because we will be able to export it for $1.40, which is $2 below what Los Angeles charges. Yeah, substantial. So as an experiment, I only wanted to award a paper for 6,000 expensive hartons. Let's see how the paper is. If it's good, then we'll use the same paper for 1 lakh. But before taking a risk on 1 lakh, I wanted to experiment on a smaller run.
So I'm also thinking about this, about printing again now. We have just enough.
We can print here.
No? Yes. We have very good arrangement.
What price you are printing?
It was pretty cheap.
Hong Kong is very expensive.
Let him say.
Well, you know the book we have, 6 chapters.
Yeah.
It cost 75 cents. U.S.
75 cents.
Cents.
So multiply it by 6.
Well, actually, it's comfortable, 6 rupees.
It's costly. I think it's not easy.
Yeah, there are very few. How many color illustrations in it?
That's decorative.
And if it is for export, it will be even cheaper.
You can take it.
Yes. How many color plates do you have?
298, 300.
Well, we can take a quotation and see.
Yeah, it must be true.
Have you seen the Gitas we printed in India? No. You don't have a sample. That's very good. 6 rupees. Actually, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, because I was negotiating the prices for the Chinese Gita when, you know, at that time. Sivananda was sending me all the prices. I was overseeing Hong Kong from that time. It was above $1.
Yeah, no, but that was in Hong Kong. We got it printed in Taiwan for cheaper.
Oh, and if he sent me for $1.40, $1.30, I'd have the prices with me.
And this was, that was also for the correction. No, the price is about 75 cents.
Yeah. The only thing I've told England, Jolly Kirtan and Bali Madan Prabhu is to do is to open a letter of credit now, because we are going to be exporting these Gitas at export price. And the bank is giving our printer a loan of 10 lakhs. So he has to show the bank a letter of credit. So I hope they send it, and then this will start rolling. End of February is our first shipment. So we are going to ship 10,000 Gitas.
Letter of credit you can get.
Yes, I hope they give it.
Bank of America.
Plus Srila Prabhupada.
The crowd was so big that I was afraid if there's any rush, this child is within us. Because if there is little rush, you cannot go back, you cannot go forward.
Yeah, you have to go in cramp.
It's very dangerous. If there is some pause, you become suffocated. So, still people are going slowly. By grace of Krishna, nothing happened. But same thing happened later years, when Jawaharlal Nehru was present, so many people crashed and fallen in the river Yamuna and died.
Drowned in the river.
There was no protection.
We'll have to be very careful if we go to bed.
No, now they make arrangement, section by bamboo.
Yeah.
So the rush may not be very pressurable. Section by section. So, through section they go. Now the arrangement is better. But formally, the arrangement was not. It was open. People come. As soon as there is little rush, pushing, there is great danger.
so. Sounds like an auspicious place to die, though.
Yeah. I remember that day, I was thinking that such a big loss, 40 million.
40 million?
4 million. And if there is little push, then this poor child is finished. We are going very slow. And see, he did that now. I think, I remember that. And I have come on a very dangerous place. Perhaps 1928. And 50 years.
The reason for the mela is because there were some drops of nectar from the...
It is actually a religious conference. All the different groups, they gather in that holy place. They propagate their philosophy, discussion that India is country of religion.
Yeah.
They know spiritual life more important than this material.
Yeah.
That is India. Mm. Now they are diverting their attention to the material. Whole India, they are for spiritual. Don't care for material. This material life is brought from Western country. Mm. The railways, the some of the bridges and so on, so on.
Factories,
and industry and export and import. And then slaughterhouse, and drinking, prostitutes. They are British countries. Before that, they did that. Although they are Mahavidan kingdom. Mahavidans were happy as ruler. They did not. They thought that, let them execute their own religion and let us our religion. That was the religion. And Hindus, they took it that somebody must be government. That if the Indians remain as Indians, it will be impossible to govern. Give them education and condemn everything Indian. Mm. And they engage their own men, they engage our men. And gradually they develop the industry naturally. People become very much astonished how they are making such a nice brief. They have now laid down the railway. They have got facilities. So, for developing these enterprises, little knowledge in English, ABCD, they will get good job. In this way, this family. Money, export, import. This business enterprise, industry, these, all these things were introduced. There was not a single factory before British day. Industry idea, completely Western.
Yeah.
A tea garden.
I know Mr. Bajoria in Calcutta, he told me that in the beginning, the Indians would not purchase tea. because they considered it was sinful. And the British had to make a big propaganda that...
Yeah, Jesus called it. All the tea gardeners, all the mostly Britishers, with paid money for maintaining a department, TCS committee, and they, their only business was to make propaganda, village to village, how tea becomes popular. Similarly, drinking, meat eating, and it became a fashion among the richer class to keep prostitutes, go to the garden weekend with prostitutes and wine, freely use them, intoxicate them. It was a prestigious position to keep a prostitute. A rich man having a garden and one prostitute, famous. Anything in demand, I've seen it. Now I think how things are going on. That you have seen that only child?
Yes.
Thakurvani, Nala. In the festival, some dancing girl would come by the... That was aristocratic, to call a prostitute and dance. So, at that time we were children. I 6, 7 years old. The persons were of our father's age. They would sit down around the prostitute, exactly like the street dog surrounds one female dog. Exactly. That's no shame in this was aspect. I'm talking on nonsense. And if the prostitute smiles, and they become very much of them. See? Smiling. Amongst our mother's friends, as they are talking, my husband has kept that prostitute. And another lady. We are at the same boys, 3, 4 years, but I remember this. And there is my husband, in fact.
They were proud.
In our childhood, I saw. Go weekend to the garden, and generally they go with family, and others they go with prostitutes. The prostitutes have got freedom to handle. And not only that, during marriage ceremony, high circle marriage ceremony, we will participate in drinking, in men and women. Otherwise, in India, woman drinking or taking meat is a horrible crime. And what to speak of smoking. that is more sinless. That was Aristotle, drinking and eating meat. The Bengali, they were the richer section. But others, they are foreigners. They came to Calcutta and earned money. And the Bengalis, they had their aristocratic family, Jamindari, everything in their occupation. So Bengalis were the richer section in Calcutta. Four, five big, big families. And now they are finished on account of the aristocracy. One gentleman, he was Harindranath Sen, very rich man, one of the richest men of Calcutta. He lost all his estate simply by this extravagance. Every evening, his house is full with guests. Billiard playing, or some exhibition of singing, and there some men will gather, and they are feasting, first class food. In this way, spending, and then prostitute as the case is. In this way, one property, lost everything. And at last, I saw him going where he saw. And one day it was raining, and I saw that he was sitting in his car. No friend asked him, yeah, I don't know why you have come to my car. And he was friendly to so many Jamindars, kings, and many intimate. But he lost up everything. No, his sons, they are of our age. We do not know whether they're living or not. But most probably they are not living. They become professional singers, coming up of such a speculative father. His father, Mr. Harin Sen, was a very good singer. That was another aspect. That aspect of family, art from art. Painter, singer, poets, just like Rabindranath Tagore, they became famous as artists. Avanindranath Thakur, he became famous as artist, and Rabindranath Tagore became, they also, one of the aristocratic families, Calcutta. Similarly, this Harin Sen became a singer. Because they are rich men, they have nothing to do. So, and nobody instructed them how to become a saintly person. Simply devotion. From the whole human civilization is wrongly directed. They are not given chance to Lord Haldwa flight and how to conduct life. It is the first time that we are given the real idea of life. Otherwise, all world is in darkness. Sati vidu sāsamati. They do not know what is the end of life. Dānt matinna kṛṣṇe parasūta. Śrīmadā Bhāgavatam. Badness, real country. Ajānat. Lūkasya ajānat vidyān chakri sārtatasam. He has given the right journey. And they are not taking advantage of it. If they come to sense someday, they read all these books and they come to know how to live life. That is our country, Krishna consciousness. The whole world plans into love. They do not know what is life and what is evil. Periodically, they manufacture some ideas and people follow, and then it is failure again, another revolution, the Russian philosophy. They periodically, the revolution requires. That is also to some extent, but why revolution takes this time? They do not know what it is.
That means they're always imperfect.
Imperfect, surely.